We left off with Akasha. We had the chance to develop a sugya in Gittin, and from there to Chulin. And we had the chance to see a counterpoint in Bechoros. And we had left off with Akasha. Hopefully we can make sense of together now. The classic assumption of Achronim is that there's a fundamental difference between Dinin Daraisa and Dinin Drabanan. The classic approach of Achronim, 1700s, 1800s, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world, Kadosh Baruch Hu created a universe, He created, gave everything its physical properties, He gave everything its spiritual properties. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu made pigs brown, Kadosh Baruch Hu made pigs pink, Kadosh Baruch Hu made some geese white, and some geese dark brown, and donkeys brown, and zebras black and white. And just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the physical properties of his creatures, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achronim tended to assume for a couple centuries, also create all the spiritual properties of different items and creatures. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created geese, kosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created pigs, treif. And there's a, just like it had different physical properties, they have different spiritual properties. There's something about the spiritual makeup of a pig that's spiritual poison. Masha'enu kain, cow. Something about the spiritual makeup of an ostrich. The spiritual poison, straight. Masha'enu kain, a goose, or a duck, or a chicken. In other words, that Achronim assumed that when you talk about dinim daraisa, doesn't always have to be, but it certainly could be that there's something about the item that is in and of itself poisonous, as Ramchal puts it. In Perikid Al from the Seals of Shem. Asha'enu kain, there's something spiritually wrong with this item. I can't eat this item. Asha'enu kain, when it comes to Din Drabanan, Chazal didn't create a new universe. What does it mean? Torah says we're Mokhoyev to listen to Chazal. Pia Torah Shayrucha, Lo Salsor. Achronim assumed that means, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we have to listen to Chazal. We're not allowed to violate, we're not allowed to rebel against the authority of Chazal. So if they make a rule, we have to follow. Why do we have to follow? Because otherwise, we're rebelling against the authority of Chazal. Not that there's anything inherently changed about this item, but just they can make behavioral guidelines and I have to follow them. Chazal's rationale for making those behavioral guidelines is because they're trying to accomplish the siyag, they're trying to accomplish whatever the point of the takana is. But that's the way it was classically assumed. That while dinim daraisa can be b'cheftza, there can be something inherently off about the item, as a result, that item is spiritually radioactive. When it comes to dinim darbanan, it's just Chazal the right to make rules, and I have to follow those rules. I have to be tzayis. I have to comply to the rules of Chazal. So if I eat something which is trey from drabanan, the problem is, I didn't listen to Chazal. It was a merit. That's the way it was classically assumed. Based on the Nesivos. Nafkamina. Am I Nafkamina? What does it matter? The most fundamental Nafkamina. Most fundamental Nafkamina is, let's say I violated Din Drabanan without a shred of rebellion. I violated Din Drabanan without a scintilla of merida. Ow. Push it. I didn't know. I was joking. I didn't realize this was a problem. I violated Din Drabanan b'shogeg. Is that obviously what's l'may nafkamina? Am I allowed to choose to do Din Drabanan b'shogeg? Well, obviously there's no nafkamina l'chatchila. If I'm choosing, that's not b'shogeg. No, but the answer is b'di'evit, after the fact. I did a Din Drabanan. I violated Din Drabanan. It was only b'shogeg. Do I need kapara? I violated Din Daraisa b'shogeg. Absolutely need kapara. Shogeg just doesn't get you off the hook. That's clear in the pesukim and chumash. Sometimes you even have to bring a carbon because of an avera b'shogeg. Shogeg reduces your liability by daraisis. Clearly, shogeg is less severe than mesid, but it doesn't eliminate your liability. You're still culpable. You still have to do tshuva. How about a din drabanan? Din drabanan b'shogeg. That was in Yosefus' big chiddush, that an ish drabanan, you violate ish drabanan b'shogeg. You didn't mean it. I wasn't trying to rebel against the authority of Chazal. I didn't realize that this was a problem. There was no nefarious intent. There was no rebellious intent. So the Torah says, if there's no nefarious intent, then nothing happened. I guess you could say that the Masechta thinks that Din Drabanan are all in your head, but not the way you usually use that phrase. But the problem is your attitude. I didn't realize it was wrong. There's nothing inherently wrong about the behavior. Why didn't the Sefer say that? What prompted him to come up with that? What line in the Chosher Mishpat prompted him to come up with that idea that Issur Rabban B'Shalgi does need kapara? And the way the later Achram developed more, I mean, all Issur Rabban are merely begavrin apachet. There's nothing intrinsic, inherent about that. It's to solve which problem? Solve which problem? Funny line in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. A detail in Mekach Tos. Mekach Tos doesn't have to be that the item is religiously, halachically problematic. It could also be that I ordered tomatoes and you delivered potatoes. Or I ordered red potatoes and you delivered russet potatoes. Whatever it is. But you gave me the wrong item, or you gave me the item with a mum. So when I discover the mum, if I say, hey, I want to return this, I have the right to return it and get a full refund. That's a din of Mekach Tos. We saw in Siman Reish on the Dalet, in the midst of these halachas, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a din that how about, if I notice that it's halachically defective, also, the defect, the mum is halachic also, I could say, I don't want this. It's also in our Torah, it's also in Rabban. I say, look, take it back, I want a refund. Absolutely. The twist is, how about I already ate it, and then we find out that it was tripe. Then, depends. I already ate it, so I can only, I have nothing to give back to you. I'm in the belly already. Giant. I did eat it. I shouldn't have eaten it, but I did know. So that's where we differentiate between Darais and Drabanan. So, Chonav writes that if it was an Issa Drabanan, they say, look, you already ate it. What's done is done. You have nothing to return. Your belly is full. No refund. If I had the right, so we said, even though your belly is full and you're ready to eat, you have nothing to return, you still have the right to get your money back. So what's the chiluk? Kvar achal. The right, so you get your money back, drabban, you know. So Nesima says, I'll tell you why. By the right, so it's true, your belly is full, but you're on your spiritual balance sheet, you're carrying a chet. You didn't have veira. The shogi, but not veira. So you get your money back. But by drabban, what happened? Lamais, it's already eaten. You didn't do anything wrong, in retrospect, because you didn't know. So what's the issue? It's like any other thing. If I haven't eaten it yet, you're not allowed to eat it. You've discovered the food on the table is treif. You're not allowed to eat it. Even if treif drabai, if it tries to treif drabai, it doesn't matter. But once it's already eaten, now it's just a question, do you need kapara? So then Siva says, but din drabanan, it's drabban b'shoge, it doesn't need kapara. So there's no reason to seek a refund. So that's Nesiva was trying to solve that chiluk in the Shulchan Aruch, in the course of which Nesiva said, apparently an Issur Rabban B'Shogeg does not need kapara in retrospect, which seems to indicate more generally that Issur and Rabbanan are v'gavri. Issur and Rabban are Issur Merit. It's not that the behavior or the item itself is intrinsically wrong any more than it was before they made the Gzeir Rabbanan. Just once they make a rule, what I can and can't do, I have to listen. I cannot violate, I cannot rebel. Of Yosef Engel, we had seen last time, Yosef Engel in his Sefer points out that the sugya of Behento Shal Tzadikim, of Takala Dei Tzadikim, seems to fly in the face of accepted wisdom. This idea from the Nesivas had been the classical assumption of Acharonim 1700s to 1800s, comes over Yosef Engel in Poland in the early 1900s, and says, what are you talking about? I'll prove to you that Yisurun Darais Drabanan could be Bechemza. How does he do that? A one-two punch. He said, this sugya of Behemta Shal Tzadikim, first you look at the Gemara in Chulin, and then you think about our Tosfos in Gittin. First you see from the Gemara in Chulin, the first thing you see from the Gemara in Chulin is that the specific Takana Drabanan, the narrow specific local idea, specifically, 1001 Takana Drabanan, but specifically Takana Drabanan Demai, is a new Takan Drabanan. It's not that they said, we know that occasionally Amei Aretz are not Ma'aser. We know that Rov Amei Aretz Ma'aser, but Mi'ad Ein Ma'aser, that's facts on the ground, that's not a Takana, that's data. So you could have imagined, Chazal just said,
look, in HaTorah you can rely on the rose, but the Drabban, we want you to be choshesh for this suffix. We could have understood the din Drabban of the mind that fashion. Not a new isser, just they were masakin that you should be choshesh for the miut, the 20%, the 30% of Amei Aretz, who are not master, and therefore 30% of the time, 30% chance that the wine you just bought for that Amei Aretz, 30% chance that's Tevel, 30% chance he did not yet take off master. So Midrash Torah rely on the robe, and Midrash Rabbanan don't rely on the robe. We could have understood the mind that way. That would be the smoothest, simplest, most efficient way to think about it. There is a concern in HaTorah. In HaTorah, I could put that concern to rest because of the rope. Midrabanan, then it would still be choshesh for that concern. The problem is that can't be true. Why can't it be true? Because why can't it be true? How do you see from that story of Rabbi Zeira of Asi that it's not just a question of you should be choshesh for the possibility of Tevel.
Use by
Demai. Right, yeah, use it by Demai, and?
He didn't rely on
Hemzah and Shot. Right, the Hemzah and Shot, he couldn't understand how could it be Meshavai, they allowed Ravasi to eat the Beitzim and Mitzumachus B'yayim, to eat the wine infused eggs that they had, they were served at this Pundaka, at this Pundak in the town of Ya'i. And what was his only solution? He was so bothered by the Kasha, they did what? Right, hit the chazor of the mind.
Really, it's not
done. With Tosef. Then showed, oh, Al Pidin, that's Taka not us, sir. And that's the end to you. Know why did Shammai, they allowed the tzaddik or Vasi to eat the beitzim of Tzumachas B'yayim? Because that's Taka not a violation of the mind. Why? Because he found him, Tosef, and told me, what? A chiddush, Nilchas Demai. The whole Isser of Demai is only chal if it's being provided, the end. If the Amah Aretz gives it to the chaver, in pure form, here's an apple, here's a bottle of wine, that when if the chaver receives it from the Amah Aretz in pure form, undiluted, then that will become demai. That will be covered by the Isser of demai. But if the chaver, the Amah Aretz provides it to the chaver, b'taruvus, he didn't say, here's some wine, you can dip your eggs in the wine. And it's not that Ravasi went to the grocery store and bought wine and bought eggs and made his own beitzim mitzumakas b'yayin at home. No, he wasn't the Arabic. He got it from the Amarit's pre-Murim. It wasn't a grocery store, it was a restaurant. So they served it to him already blended. Awesome. The Amarit's gives you blended. There's no, they never masak in Demai in that context. Okay, so number one, the Gemara Chulin says a din. Okay, a new din we didn't know about Demai. Ha'ara number one is you see that the Isser Demai is chal, l'chora, when you get it from the Amarit's. That's when the Isser Drabbanan either does or doesn't set in. And that's why its state, diluted or undiluted, the Taruvus or Ben, at that moment that the Amarz give it to the Chaver, that's what's going to matter. By the way, it has to be true anyways. Otherwise, if it's Demai, even Biyad Ha'am Ha'aretz, that means every single Am Ha'aretz is in violation of eating Demai. It's hard to imagine Chazal would create a new Din Drabbanan of Demai that automatically locks every Am Ha'aretz into always violating this Rabbanan Demai. Lo Yitachin, the Chazal would be goes with that. So it works well. The whole Isser's only Chal, the Chal Hashem Demai sets in at the moment the Am Ha'aretz gives it to the Chavar. And to that moment, you have to see. Is he give it to him Ben? Now the Isser Demai begins. If he's given to him already Murav, no Isser Demai. Okay, so that's what the Gemara did say. And that's intriguing. What the Gemara didn't say, but could have said, you guys are saying the point that, as you're saying, the Gemara could have given a much simpler answer. Yeah. How could it be that in a Shamayim they allowed Ravasi to eat the Demai? Oh, it must be that this Am Ha'aretz is Maaser. Easy solution. If the whole thing is only a suffix, so maybe Taka, this one is Maaser. Maybe Taka, it's not Tevel. So Yosef Engel says, if you think about the Gemara, you see that even if the truth is a klapei Shemaya Galia, even in Shemaya they know, in fact, the truth is, go to the videotape, this Am Ha'aretz was Ma'aser, if a chaver gets it from the Am Ha'aretz, and the chaver doesn't know whether or not the Am Ha'aretz was Ma'aser, it's for sure Demai. It might not be Tevel, but it is definitely Demai. That's why what seems like the easy answer wasn't available, and the only solution was, let's chazer Maseches Demai. But again, Yosef Engel says, the first of the first yisod of the 1-2 punch is you see from the Gemara in Chulin that Demai is a new Issur Drabanan b'Torah Zvanim. Not just they're Masakim b'Choshesh for the Safek Tevel, even if it's not Tevel, if I don't yet know that it's not Tevel, it is for sure Demai. Then, here comes aspect number two. So, feed that back in. When this Behenta Shal Tzadikim, this concern of Takala de Tzadikim, it wasn't a concern that maybe Rav Asi suffered the Takala of eating Tevel. No. Maybe Takah didn't eat Tevel. Maybe Takah Menashe, you know, they allowed the Menashe mind, they allowed Rav Asi to have this wine because really this Amaretz was Masim. So the concern isn't that he had Takala's Tevel. The concern is that he had Takala of this Tidrabban of Demai. Ah, for one second, that's the problem. Because there's another nafkamina in Lechora in whether it's the Isur and Drabanan of Bechefz or Begavra. We said before, Lamai nafkamina Isur Begavra is Bechefz, either way it's Aser. So the Nesivus is nafkamina was, well, you did it already. Do you have to do tshuva or not? If it's only a Isur Begavra, so if you did it b'shogeg, you did it right, amazing, of course you need tshuva, but if you did it b'shogeg, there's no need for tshuva if it's only an Isur Gavra of merit. But there's another nafkin Isur Gavra, Isur Chetza, that's the Tosas that said, behemten shal tzadikim apply, Tosas said specifically to achila, and specifically to Isur Chetza of achila. If they eat Yom Kippur, a tzaddik might end up accidentally eating Yom Kippur. A tzaddik might end up accidentally eating before Havdalah. Because that's, the food is mutter. It just happened to be, I'm not allowed to eat right now. But it's not that the food is treif. It's only if the food is treif that they wouldn't allow it to happen. So what do you mean? Isur and Drabanan. Apparently the Isur eating Yom Kippur is Isur Gavra, but the Isur eating Demai is an Isur Chefta. That's the 1-2 punch. Number one, you see from the Gemara in Chulin, that Demai is the newest Rabban Mataras Vadai, and that's where Behemta Shadikim applies. But on the other hand, we have the Tosfos, our Tosfos in Gittin, who says that Isser Behemta Shadikim only applies to Isur Echetz of Achilos. So you put those two together, what emerges is that the Isser Rabban of Demai is an Isser Chefta. It is inherently trait. So Joseph Engel said, accepted wisdom, no longer accepted. I reject it. It's against Chulin. That's where he left off. Taka, how do you make sense of this? Nesiva said Yisoy, and he was Miyash v'Shulchan Aruch. On the other hand, Yosef Engel says, look at the Gemara Chulin. Look at the Gemara Chulin. The parallel of Gemara to our Gemara again. So how do you Taka make sense of this? So Luchayra, what's the solution? How do you make sense of this? How do you make sense of this? It's a steer? Not really, I think. What's the solution? Maybe simple solution to what seems like a down and out steer. Yes. If Engel comes out, guns are blazing, it's mamish. How could the Achrayim say this? Let's a very, 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 very important tool in your Lomdisha toolbox, or in your methodological toolbox, whatever terminology you like to use, is to hanacha analysis, figuring out where you're at, and specifically figuring out who actually said, what's actually the mucker for things you're taking for granted. So I just presented it as, on the one hand, Shulchan Aruch said, and see if it has Yisayid, Yisun Rabbanan only Begavra. On the other hand, Gemara and Chulin, you see that Demai is Yisro Chafza. Let's rephrase that a little bit. The Nesivus had Yisod to Miyashar Shulchan Aruch, who was Shulchan Aruch quoting the Rambam, based on his reading of the Mishnah Gemara in Bechoros. In Bechoros, the only examples were either Yisuri Hana or Machalos Asuris Min HaTorah. There were no examples of simple Machalos Asuris Rabbanan, which led, according to the Magen Mishnah and the Rivash on the side, that led the Rambam to understand that there's a difference between Machalos Asuris Min HaTorah and Machalos Asuris Min Rabbanan. It wasn't the Nesivus. It was Nesivus understanding Shulchan Aruch, understand based quoting the Rambam. And coming back here, is it the Gemara in Chulin makes it clear that Demai is an Isser Chefza? No. The Gemara Kulin does make it clear that Demai is an Issur B'Torah Svadai. Okay. But where does that leave me? Well, it only applies, Behemtah Shadikim applies to the Issur Vadai of Demai. And therefore, Tosvo says that Behemtah Shadikim only applies to Macholos Asuris, and to Isuri Achila, and specifically Macholos Asuris. A Cheftz of an Issur Achila. That was Tosos. But as we saw, there are other approaches. Ravan is a different approach. Ravan quotes his Rebbe thought that it would have to do with the tzaddik causing someone else to sin. Ravan himself thought, and that's what he's focused on earlier in the week, Ravan himself thought, totally different than Tosos, nothing to do with Achila, Ein lo tam zeh lo tam velo reyach. No, it has to do with what? It has to do with, are you innocent or are you poshaya? Okay, there are other solutions to how to understand the big, big stira that, you know, Tom had raised. A big, big stira. The one that you have a handful of gemaras that have behemtah shel tzaddikim, and then you have all these other gemaras where the tzaddikim are niskal. Tzaddikim do trip up and fall in and violate some chet or another, sometimes severe bishogim. So Rabbein Tom's solution has to do with achila, specifically isur hechetz of achila. But there are other solutions. So it's not the Nesivas versus the Gemara Chulin. It's the Nesivas versus Tosfos. Versus the Gemara Chulin, Alpi, Rabbeinu Tam, in Gittin, Dav Zayin, and elsewhere. If you take a different approach, not. So it comes out, look, and the Shulchan Aruch also, Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rambam, who is based on his read, his diuk, in Maseches Bechoros. So in Maseches Bechoros, his diuk in Bechoros, look, the argument that, again, I said before, the way that the Magid Mishnah, and the quote, I believe, the Rivash, also said, yeah, the Rambam was Medayik from the Hashmat of the Gemara. We never mentioned the Chosus Rabbanan. You see a difference. Okay, so that's the Rambam speaking. So it's not a stira between the Nesivas, the Shulchan Aruch, and Gemara and Chulin. It's not a stira between the Choros and Chulin. It's a machlokis between the Rambam and Tosfos. We've heard of that before. So what I would say, I think the way to look at it is you put the Nesivas together with the rest of Engel. What emerges is that there's a machlokas gedolei harishonim about this fundamental question. How much power did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Chazal? We know, and this takes us back to where we started the year. How much power did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Chazal? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chazal the ability and the obligation to make din drabanan. Okay, and what does that mean? When Chazal make a din drabanan, what's going on? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu just say to Chazal, you can make rules, and Chazal have mechuyev to follow your rules, mechuyev to obey? Every din, it's all a din begavra, they're mechuyev to obey, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gave Chazal the keys to actually change the spiritual, metaphysical nature of items? Or no? Maybe when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Chazal the power to make Din Rabbanan, he was giving them the capacity to change the physical, metaphysical properties of objects. What happens when Chazal make a Din Rabbanan? Is something changed? They're making a trait? Or they're just making rules you have to listen to? Are they created that did there? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the power to make Yisurei Chefza? Or just to make rules, and we have an Isser Gavra, we're not allowed to be moored against them? That seems to be a machlokas that we showed them. The Rambam would say, no. Rambam would say, as Nesivas point down Shulchan Aruch, who is quoting the Rambam, Rambam would say, yeah. The classic approach of Achrayim, Rambam says, there's a fundamental difference between Isser Gavra and Isser Chavza, the fundamental difference between Isser Daraisa and Isser Drabbanan. Isser Drabbanan are always only Isser Gavra. Whereas Tosfos, if you plug the Gemara and Chulin back into Tosfos, yeah, Rabbeinu Tam does seem to have thought that, as Rabbi Yosef Engel pointed out, that Isur and Drabanan can potentially be the Chefta. I don't know if every single Isur Drabanan is the Chefta. Every Isur Drabanan has to be the Chefta. But at least you see from Demai that Chazal can do that. They do have that power. That's, I think a way of looking at this is that this classical Achrayim question is a machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam and Rambam. Rabbeinu Tam had a more robust view of Isurim Drabanan.
And Rabbi Rambam had a less robust view of Yisroel and Rabbanim. And I would leave you with the following ha'ara. I've thought about the following for many, many years. I don't have a clarity about it, but I think it's an intriguing pattern. At times I've come up with a list of up to like 10 or so items. This morning I was trying to reconstruct. Offhand I could think of four. I'm pretty sure there are at least another five or six or seven. And it's in the context of this, what appears to be machlokas, Rabbi Yonatan and Rambam, but the nature of drabanans, it's striking. Think about what it might mean. Every once in a while, there'll be a machlokas, Rishonim, whether a given concept is darais or drabanan. Let's say, melachas chol moed. Melachas chol moed. So we know you know how to do Malach and Chol Moed, and we know on the other hand that there are vast differences between the Yisro Malach and Chol Moed on the one hand versus the Yisro Malach on Shabbos or even Yom Tov on the other hand. And there are certain things you can do on Chol Moed, but there are wide swaths of things that are mutter. Davar Avid is mutter, Tzar Hayom is mutter, loads of kulas. And there's even though the main address of Hilchos Chol Moed is Moed Katan, the discussion and the Tosfos is actually Maseches Chagiga. The Gemara has a sort of mysterious line deep into Maseches Chagiga about Melachos Chol Moed. Lo Machzor HaKastav El HaChacham. Kadosh Baruch Hu handed it over to the Chacham. What does that mean? Tosfos says that means it's a Drabbanan. Kadosh Baruch Hu never forbade Melachos Chol Moed. Chol Moed is a concept in the Torah talks about Chol Moed. The Tosfos says the Kadosh Baruch Hu left Chol Moed in the Torah without any Yisro Malacha, left Chazal the room to decide whether or not they want to impose a Yisro Malacha, and they did. Chazal imposed a much narrower Yisro Jarban on a Malachas Chol Moed. Tosfos thinks the whole idea of Malachas Chol Moed is totally Jarban. The Rambam and many other Rishonim say no. No. There is a lomaster kazal chachamim means that Kadosh Baruch Hu created Nisr, the rice of Melachos Chol Moed, but left it intentionally vague. It's up to chazal to determine what the parameters of that Issa Daraisa is. Okay, so here when you look at Melachos Chol Moed as an example, you see here's a whole concept, and the whole institution Melachos Chol Moed, Issa Melachos Chol Moed, is a Daraisa, is a Rabbanan. Yeshomim. There, if you look specifically at cases where there's a machlokas, whether, not just a detail, but a whole concept, whether it's derais drabanan, whenever it's, as far as I can tell, whenever it's a machlokas, all the Ashkenazim against all the Sfardim, as far as I've found, it's always the Ashkenazim who say drabanan and the Sfardim who say derais. Often I'll give you four examples. I'm pretty sure there are many more than that. Melachos Chol Moed is one example. Tosfos says, Bali Tosfos say, as a whole, Melachos Chol Moed is entirely Drabbanan. Rambam and other Sfarim say, Melachos Chol Moed is Daraisa. Another example, Sha'ari Nuyim on Yom Kippur. For those who have learned Maseches Yom in the past, in the summer perhaps, the last parak, the first seven parak of Yom are about the Beis HaMikdash rooted Dinim, Avos Yom Kippurim. The last parak is about the Dinim Bezman Hazeh. Achila, Sharinuyin, Pikuach Nefesh, Shuva. So there are four other Inuyim Yom Kippur aside from Achila Shdiya. There's Rechitza, Sicha, Nias HaSandal, Tasha Shamita. That was the opening mission last parak tells us that. And immediately tells us, as you know, and there are all sorts of kulas. You can't wash your hands, your body, but if you fell in the mud, then you can. You can wash off the dirt. And you're not allowed to wear shoes, but if you're not well, then you can wear shoes. A woman just had a baby. She's not pikuach nefesh, but she's not back to herself yet. She can wear shoes. You're not allowed to wash your face, but the melech has to look glorious. Melech biyafya techazane necha. In order to maintain mora hamelech, he always has to appear in public only in looking fantastic. A woman just got married. You want to help things gel well, it wouldn't, it might not be the greatest idea for her husband to see her on Yom Kippur. They just got married, and she's going to look all blech. So, Melech v'akal yichutz v'espanayim. The king, the recent kalah, can wash their faces. So all these cases, valid sorech, not doing it for no reason, but we would never be making this a daraisa. Because I'm not feeling well, so therefore I can eat bacon? No. Just pikuach nefesh, you can eat bacon. But stop, I'm not feeling great, that doesn't allow you to violate this daraisa. So, the Bali HaTosso say, Shari Nuyim are all drabbanan. The Rambam, the Ran, the Ashkenazi Sfarad Rishonim say, no, the other Nuyim are also daraisa. Everyone agrees they're not the same adrega as eating and drinking, only eating and drinking are isokares, but Bali HaTosso say, only eating and drinking are isokares, the rest are entirely drabbanan. It's a question how you read various Gemaras. But when all the dust settles, Melechas Chol HaMoed, Ashkenazim say it's entirely drabbanan, Sfaradim say daraisa. The Shari Nuyim Yom Kippur, Rechitza Sicha Nilsa Santa Shramita, Ashkenazim say Tal Drabbanan, Sfaradim say daraisa. Two more examples. The Shabboson on Shabbos. The fact that it's not enough to avoid the Lamatas Melechas, but I have to act in a Shabbos-like fashion. And Bali HaTosso say, explicitly Tosso Rashi and Yuma and elsewhere, would say that idea is totally drabbanan. As a matter of fact, Tosso says, the drushes the Gemara gave for Shari Nuyim are purely an asmachta, just like the drush of Shabboson in terms of and so forth on Shabbos. Whereas, the Rambam and others far Rishon seem to hold, that is Doraisa. And number four, Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos. Machlok is Hatanoim, with the Tchum Shabbos, 2,000 Abba Tchum Shabbos at Doraisa Rabbanon. And I think universally assumed by the Rishonim that this 2,000 Abba, 1 mil, Tchum, that's Drabbanan. But how about Tchum Shabbos of 12 mil? So the Sfaradi Rishonim assume that to walk 12 mil, that's miles and miles and miles, but that would take a good part of the day to walk 12 mil. But the Sfaradi Rishonim assume that Tchum, the concept of Tchum is Daraisa. Yud Beis Mil, Tchum Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa. And the Bali HaTosso assume, no, Tchum is totally Drabbanan. So four examples, again I said, I was able to recollect this morning, I believe there are probably at least 10. Again, there can be machlokes a lot of different directions. Whatever machlok is with a whole concept, it's deraisa drabbanan, and it's all the Ashkenazim versus all the Sfaradim, it seems to me that's invariably the case, as far as I've found so far, that it's the Sfaradim who say deraisa, and the Ashkenazim who say drabbanan. So as I said before, it's an intriguing, this closing note is an intriguing pattern. There's a lot you can do to research, maybe it's wrong. I think there are examples by Hilchos Ribbis also of this. And the question is why. It's interesting that the Rabbeinu Tam, the Bali HaTosso, who have a more robust understanding of Yisurim Drabbanan, Yisurim can be Bechefza, they're more likely to see a din, a concept as being totally Drabbanan. While the Rambam, who has a less robust understanding of Din Rabbanan. Rabbanan purely the Gavra, totally different type of thing than Yisroel Daraisa. He tends to see things more often as being of Daraisa in origin. So it's an interesting phenomenon. Maybe it's because Gufa. Tosa sees Rabbanan as more meaty and more similar to Daraisa's. So maybe that's why it'll fit more often to say that something is drabbanan. I'm not sure about that. I would love to hear your ha'aris about that. But again, to recap, we do see from our sugya, our tosas, wedded to the Gemara and Chulin, that certainly you see that Isser Demai is a new Isser Matar Zadai, and according to Tosas, you see therefore that Isser Drabbanan is an Isser Cheftza. Unlike what the Nesivas had developed, That all Yisurin Drabbanan are Yisurei Gavra. But again, upon reflection, what the Nesivas developed was his take on the Shulchan Aruch according to the Rambam. The Rambam is based on his diuk in the Sugi Bechoros. So the Rambam has this approach that Yisurei Drabbanan are always Yisurei Gavra, while Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam, here in Gittin and in several other Masechtas, Rabbeinu Tam seems to, the way he presumably would have read the Gemara in Chulin, is that there's a Tosis in Chulin, but one of the parallel Tosis in is in Chulin Daf Hei Beis, is that you see from Chulin and Gittin that Issur and Rabbanan can be the Chefza as well, a more robust, a more substantial approach to the power that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Chazal to make Din Rabbanan. So these are some of the issues that flow from this sugya. What appears to be entirely agada is in fact a very, very rich blend of agada and halacha and specific zraim and demai and big picture nature of the lumdus of the nature of Yisur and Rabban.